The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 267. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo.
Adam Vail.
What up, Internet?
And Brian Manjoma.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, man. Back for another one. Brett will show up when he shows up, if he shows up. You know how that goes, man. And now, before we start, we literally discussed this like 30 seconds before we started. So, Manny, what's going on with this contest, or the lack thereof a winner, you know?
So, being that the winner of the last, from our drawing on the last episode of Throwdown hasn't answered, what we're going to do is we're going to do a redraw. So, well, we're going to give something away today anyway. But whoever wins today will get a Death Stranding poster.
Ah, okay. So,
wait for the chat to fill up with folks. You know, we just keep on doing. I'll keep adding names on there, and then you know, maybe once we get a good amount, we'll do another drawing in at some point in the show and get it rolling.
Yeah, pretty much. So we'll probably do that during the middle of the show when we got more heads in here. You know.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. We see Dude the Third in the house. He already came in before we even started. What's going on, brother? You know. All right. No fluff. Let's get into it, man. Questions. So the first up, we got Praxelness, who joined our Discord earlier last week. So welcome, sir.
Is this the same guy who asked the question on the show that we told to come onto leave a thing on the Discord?
No, this was another guy. All right, so he goes, what was the last game you bought just off the box art, knowing literally nothing else about the game?
Shit, man! 1964. Back when
you couldn't see, you know, when things weren't readily available. Probably that probably be in the 90s. You know, like you look at a cover. And to be honest, we got to a point in the 90s and in the 80s where it's like there were video stores. So that game that had the awesome cover that strategically didn't have any screenshots of the video game on the back. You roll the dice and you're like, wow, this looks horrible.
Yeah.
Manny, when we rented Shadowrun, did we know what that game was about?
No, we didn't know anything about it.
So then I guess that's the last I can remember. I didn't know shit about shit because I don't remember knowing anything about. But I know we got hooked on that.
Just like looked at the cover and we looked at the back. I'm like, hey, this is kind of cool looking.
So I'll put mine in Shadowrun.
I feel like when you had rentals, you were a little bit less picky about what you would rent and not rent because it's like. It's a roll of the dice. It's like, well, you get to return it.
It was only $2 as opposed to paying a full price of a game. So
exactly. So yeah. I can't remember the last. I mean, I guess I know I probably was probably a kid in the 80s or 80 years or early 90s that maybe I bought something for the cover. But I always knew to look at the back, and it was always suspect if you didn't see any.
If it's all text.
If it was all text on the back and it had a really awesome cover, that meant all shit.
No gameplay image.
Yeah, no gameplay image.
Yeah, you know, for me back in the day, since we were poor, you know, I couldn't really make any snap decision like that. However, I rented a bunch of games, you know, just based off the cover, you know, but buying games based off the cover, you couldn't take that chance. You kind of had to do your research beforehand. So I never did that myself. Chris, did you ever do that?
Not since the Atari days, man.
Oh, man. Oh, Atari was notorious for having, like, these bomb-ass covers for shitty games.
E.T. Yeah. E.T. Fucking garbage.
Well, no, I mean, I never bought E.T., but I didn't really like the movie either as a kid.
Movie scared the fuck out of me, man.
It scared me.
Like, if you look at the cover of, like, Missile Command or any Defender, all these super painted, beautiful covers, the game didn't look anything like them.
You use your imagination.
But you know what? Yeah. We were lucky. We lived in a special time where you can go to an arcade, play a game, and then eventually it would show up on the NES. I'm like, yo, I know that game, like Elevator Action and Commando. I remember seeing the NES versions. I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to get it because I played in the arcade. Kids can't experience that now. I don't think there's anything that's coming to arcade first and then console.
Not anymore. Not these days.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no.
That's arcades are irrelevant in America, you know?
Japan is still big, though.
Yeah, that's why it's because we said America, you know? Japan is still popping. Oh, what's going on? Praxelness, the guy who asked us the question, he goes, Ape Escape is the only game I ever remember buying a game just off the cover. There you go. Mm-hmm. It had monkeys in it, right?
I bought Ape Escape off the demo. Excuse off me? The PlayStation Underground demo. I was like, oh, shit, it's pretty fun.
Bring it back to Underground.
Yo, I always talk about this game, but the game that I bought off of, probably the last one that I bought off of the box art was Mortal Kombat Sub-Zero. And I'm like, I was expecting a fighting game, and I was like, yep, dead wrong.
Man. Spin-off. Was that the Mortal Kombat Mythologies?
Yeah, that was the Sub-Zero, like,
yeah. Actually, I remember
adventure gamer. I don't know what the hell it was.
It was like a side-scrolling adventure. Yeah, yeah. I rented it. It was like I returned that shit the same day. Bullshit, like, oh, nope.
it was horrible. I was expecting a Mortal Kombat game. I was just thought, okay, maybe Sub-Zero is like the main focus of it, but I wasn't wrong. But I wasn't getting what I was expecting.
Damn, man, that game sucked. Yeah. Brian, what about you, man?
Nope, never done that. I just don't see the point. I always go off the gameplay itself and then take from there.
Yeah, see, that's how you know this man is young, because back in the day, we didn't have access to gameplay, you know?
No gameplay. I mean, we didn't have a phone
If you were lucky, you had a game magazine that you could actually look at and see what was there, but nope.
Yeah, let me read some more of the chat here. Kristen, thank you as always for moderating. She says, I researched the hell out of a game before buying or asking for them because I only got one or two a year. Yeah, that was my same situation. I only bought one or two, my mom, you know, bought me one or two games a year. So had to be very precise about that shit, you know.
But not only that, if you think about it, it's like, how did we even know about games? We knew them from either ads and comics, magazines, or from like magazines, Nintendo Power, Game Pro. So you would go based off of that, and then if you went and saw it in the store or at a Blockbuster or mom and pop, then you would rent it. And then sometimes, I don't know if you're a local mom and pop. I know Blockbuster didn't do this, but mom and pops would say, hey, you could even buy it from them after a while. You know,
I've heard of that, yeah. When some shops do that, yeah.
Keep renting, yeah. And they were like, yeah, we'll sell you this.
So. Yeah, especially if you keep,
if you keep renting
it over and over and over again, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you eventually bought that Shadowrun from the...
Eventually, I started buying all kinds of stuff from them.
Yeah, all right, man. Next question here. Did Xbox blow its load too early by showing the new console at the Game Awards? Yes, it got people talking and it got headlines, but it seems that all the hype right now is going towards the upcoming PS5 reveal. So, yeah, did it blow their load? I don't know if they really blew their load. Nah, that the PlayStation is just what's in the zeitgeist at the moment. You know?
Because it's just turning the attention. It's like, all right, you know who's in boxing in corner number one. You want to say, who's in corner number two? What do you got?
What you got? You know?
Exactly. That's all it is.
I wish Brett was here, though, because he was the one saying that, you know, Xbox got the lead on Sony, and Sony's not going to be able to recover that. I'm like, they already did. But with a fucking logo. You know?
I think the thing about it is, like, people are waiting so hardcore on what Sony's reply is to this. It's giving them more momentum.
I find it funny that people think that the Xbox can actually compete. Just for the simple fact that PlayStation as a brand is way bigger than Xbox is. And the only way Xbox can outsell the PS, like the next Xbox can outsell the PS5, is if PlayStation fucks up. That's the only way it can do it. If they're both in equal footing, PlayStation will outsell them. And I'm not saying that PlayStation is going to be a better console than the Xbox, or it's going to have more exclusives or whatever, but PlayStation will just outsell Xbox because of the brand name and because people are loyal to that.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I don't see why people would think, oh,
what people are thinking. I haven't seen anyone think said it. Oh yeah, we can't wait. They're going to outsell. I don't think that. I think they're just hyped on the tech itself. I don't know if anyone's pushing to. be like this massive console seller.
Well, didn't they? Wasn't it just mentioned that Brett said that I don't know how PlayStation can.
Well, that's Brett, but that's what I'm saying. Brett's in his own world. I'm talking about my comment was on that. I mean, I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen these floods of like, oh, I can't wait. They're going to smoke them. And it's, no, I don't think anybody expects that. They just expect new
tech. Try the Xbox forums or Phil Spencer's comment section or
Uncle Phil. Twitter. I follow Uncle Phil. He doesn't
check his mentions.
Nice guy. He's a nice guy. I follow him all the time.
It's interesting.
Except he needs to stop looking up all the time. Makes him look hoity-toity. He's always like this.
Oh, yeah, Phil. Yeah. He also looks like Vince Vaughn, you know?
It's like, yo, man, I don't know. I don't know if I could trust Vince Vaughn in this one.
Yeah, right. He's always like with his hands in his pockets, you know, looking up. You know, kind of like, looking down.
Hey, guys, I'm too good to look down at you. To look at me straight in the eye.
Yeah. All right. Did everybody answer? There's not really much to say about that one.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on here. Our boy Sketch, our Monster Hunter companion, man. So he has a double part question. It's not two questions, it's a double part. He framed it as two questions. It's really a double part question. How will the extra month help Final Fantasy VII Remake? Any idea what would have caused this delay so late in development? Simple bugs. Got to get rid of those bugs.
They probably got some bugs.
As a matter of fact, check this out. CD Projekt Red the other day, they said The Witcher, not The Witcher, fucking Cyberpunk. The game's been done for months now. They said it's been done. All this that they're doing now is all bug testing.
Yeah, they're crushing bugs.
Yeah, so I'm guessing, you know, the game's going to be better because they're going to have less bugs in there. You know, they're going to have more time to work those bugs out. Well, especially these days, you really need to work on this because there's just so many games with bugs now, you know?
And not to mention, the thing is, like, they probably want to get squash a lot of those kind of game-ending bugs, like those horrible freezes and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah,
for the initial, like, the minute when you stick that thing in, money bet there's going to be another patch that they continue to work on to get all the other things addressed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the only game that I don't remember having a day one patch was actually Death Stranding. They actually had like a day three. Like later it came, the patch.
That probably wasn't ready. Whatever bugs are in the game that they would go, okay, launch it, and we'll just have the patch out day one. Mm-hmm. It's obviously not ready. Mm-hmm. So they need to get that shit, you know, ready before release. So just pushed it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything more about that. It's just they got to get rid of the bugs, man. Got to work out the pranks. Yeah, right? All right.
Do you think wasn't part of the question how it'll affect it?
Yeah, how will it affect it? Yeah, it'll affect it by being a better game. That's how, you know?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's like I don't know why anybody gets bent out of shape about delays a day, a month, a few, you know, or a little bit while longer than that. Because all that means is just they're going to be working on it. They're not going to be just sitting on their hands just waiting for the game to come out. They're working to get the thing, you know, as cleaned up as possible.
Yeah.
If it was, there's a lot of other games that might get affected by maybe a month or two or three delay, but a game like Final Fantasy VII Remake, it's like this game has stands beyond stands for a freaking remake of a game. This game, like it's a great game, but it's one of the most overrated games of all time. And you know, like people are gonna be hyped for this shit regardless. It can be delayed another year. People are still be hyped for an episode of this shit.
It is pretty ironic that this game, you know, has kind of been delayed for years, if you really think about it, and now it's getting delayed again. And you know, going back to what we were talking about, it's interesting how no one talks about how, like, they don't call it episodes anymore, you know?
They don't call it episodes, but the funny thing is it is. It's like well, it's also their masterful marketing because they're kind of playing on the DL like, oh, yeah, this is Final Fantasy VII. No, you're going to be probably buying another Final Fantasy VII in maybe 2 years.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe less. Yeah, like
how long is it going to take for them to finish up the fucking game? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like the whole game.
I mean, this is a remake of another game. It's like,
I have a prediction.
Yeah, by the way, shout out to Brett, who's joining us right now.
Happy birthday, bro. I have a feeling.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
it. Actually, it is going to be his birthday really it soon. Is. His it actual is. Birthday.
Ironically enough.
Yeah. And Brent, get on camera, man. People like seeing the fireplace, bro.
I got guests over. I don't know if they want to be on camera.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Adam, go ahead. But, prediction.
I think the game 7 is going to stretch the entire year.
Well, I mean, it's getting stretched by being delayed.
No, but even when it does come out, I have a feeling it's just going to be bits and bits. It's going to be the entire year, and then 2021 they'll release a complete edition.
I think the second episode will be next year.
I think so
because they haven't talked
for
about
2 years.
Well, they're not going. Of course, they're not going to talk about it.
Exactly.
The reason why they're not going to talk about it, it's going to set people ablaze. Right now, they're playing on the role. They're playing on the line of like, oh, this is Final Fantasy VII. It's coming out. They're kind of playing on the DL a little bit. Damn. That it's only Midgar.
Oh, yo,
Subgate. Oh, damn it. Yo, I didn't know, man. His take was that hot?
No. It was Subgate that said this was hot. He goes, your face is overrated, Euro. Sit down.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
That's a Mexicano puchinche right there, man.
Yo, man. I got to tell Subgate as I'll see him later this year, man.
Excuse me?
I'll come to your house, yo.
Yo, man, I'll come to your house. Say that to my face, dog.
You know? Oh, man. Anyway,
no, but go ahead, bro. Adam, they're not going to release the second episode this year. They're barely releasing the first one this year.
You know?
So it's what else do they, if they're fixing bugs for the first one, then I doubt the second one's freaking ready. So... I don't know. I'm just down on this game because so many people are super hyped for a game they already played. It's like, come on.
Did you play it?
Yeah. This show's pretty great, but people are saying this is the best RPG of all time. It's like, come on.
I think it's because it had such a great story and it pulled in a different audience.
I thought Crisis Core had a better story than this one.
And because of that new audience. Because at that time, I worked at Software Etc. when that was released, and I would see people that would come in and be like, oh, I don't play these Epic Games, but I love this game. I rented it. I need to buy it. So I think that's what happened. It just spread in that direction and just pulled in a whole new audience. And because of that, those people remember it and they love it because that's all they played. That
was and it's not turn-based. RPG.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not turn-based.
And
you know.
And it's not turn-based.
What's the best RPG?
Are we talking about Final Fantasy
VII? No, we're talking about – we were just asked why – We were just asked why is Final Fantasy VII being delayed, and we said it's fixed bugs.
But was Carlos talking shit on Final Fantasy, saying it wasn't the best final?
I think he was. Fight words.
Throw down.
Throw down, baby. Let's go.
I'm just saying, objectively speaking, Final Fantasy is probably the best RPG franchise.
JRPG, you're just saying RPG?
Yeah, from old school, RPGs. Yeah, it's, right. I'd say it's probably the single best RPG.
Old school RPG. So it's old,
yeah, school. Old school. It's not going to be necessary, man. Come on.
I'm talking about everything,
dude.
All RPGs of all time.
You have to judge something in the time it is made. You can't do that. Come on.
I just did.
Well, I mean that's unfair of you.
I mean, I'm being objective, man.
You're comparing things to things that came after them, things that have learned from them.
Yeah, and I'm also comparing something that came out before Final Fantasy VII. Let's say Final Fantasy VI. I'm comparing Final Fantasy VII, but it came after that, and it borrowed from that. So
you're comparing modern day RPGs to games from the 8-bit era.
Yeah,
the same thing.
Yeah,
there's no talking with you.
I mean, you just know that you're not gonna win the argument, so that's why you don't want.
Well, that's like comparing Reebok pumps with Nike Air Max. You can't do that.
The Jordan 1s people are still buying.
Oh please, come on now.
I mean, look at the time, especially like after 7, it did go downhill. But Final Fantasy was one of the most successful, recognized, and enjoyed franchises across the world, and Final Fantasy VII was the culmination of all of that experience and all of that talent. Square was already a fucking powerhouse. Like it was a good game, but it was also kind of this culmination of things that they had done. And no one's arguing. This is before. This is no one's arguing. Pre Game of Thrones, they killed the main character. That shit did not happen in those days, man. Like, it didn't. And that threw a lot of people like, yo, I actually cared about this character. And they fucking murdered them. Spoiler.
But no one's arguing about that.
Well, you're talking about like how it's overrated. And I'm kind of jumping on the bandwagon of like, no, man, it was pretty monumental for it.
I feel like
different audience.
I feel like if no one ever mentioned a word about Final Fantasy VII Remake, I wouldn't have said it's overrated. But ever since the whole Final Fantasy Remake train, people are pretending like there's something else to add to this experience. It's like, why can't you just let this experience stay the way it is?
You know, because a lot of people wanted to see a graphical update. The whole thing started with the tech demo, and everybody just wanted a big graphical update. Instead, Square Enix is giving us this. And personally, what I think the problem is, there are people who are pissed about it. There are people who are not interested in it. And that whole group composes most of the people who played the original one, the old timers.
But why are you releasing, like, why are you remaking a game in the vein of Final Fantasy 15? Final Fantasy 15 is its own experience. It's a great game by itself. That type of combat.
Groups and stuff that they had, that people were tired of the turn base. They just found it tiring. So they were like, all right, well, we'll
so that's why we'll, that's why
Young bloods have not learned to appreciate turn base. That doesn't mean you need to fucking tear apart Final Fantasy 7 and strap it back together some kind of weird, stupid Frankenstein monster. Like, I'm not on board with what they've done. As far as I know, they've gone and, like, spit in the face of the Mona Lisa.
Glorious War says because it'll make more money. Of course, that's the reason why they're releasing it. But
yeah,
there's nothing else to tell about this game.
Mm-mm.
Like, that's the only reason why this game's being made. Not to service fans, it's to make more money.
Well, yeah, and I would agree with that, because if it was the service fans, it would end up fucking years ago when the fans were clamoring for it instead of waiting until they needed money in the bank account.
Ever since the PS3 tech demo.
Yeah, they had to fucking wait until they didn't have the money to release it as one game. They don't even have the money to fucking make this game. They can make the first part of it and give the second part of it to us fucking later. That is waiting too long. When people were like busting down the doors and the internet was on fucking fire for it, you wait until now when you can't even finish the fucking job?
You know why I think this game is now overrated? Is because the original came out, what, 97? 99?
Yeah, 97.
And people think that, what, 23 years after the release of this game that they're going to remake a game that's different type of gameplay that'll rival the original epic game?
Yeah, it's going to be nothing but a letdown.
I know. I think it's overrated because they can't. The hype around this game is so much so that
I thought you were talking about the original.
No, he's talking about the new one. He's talking about the new one.
My bad, bro. I thought you were talking shit on the original Final Fantasy, and I had to step up.
I just think Final Fantasy VII as an IP is overrated.
There you go. He is saying that. You're saying that.
As an IP, and I mentioned, if this game was never announced to be remake, I wouldn't have said it's overrated.
Okay, by that definition, Resident Evil is overrated.
It is.
If you think so, that's fine. But the thing is,
you don't want to have that argument.
I don't disagree with you.
He agrees. It's overrated.
Resident
Evil 2 changed. They removed the tank controls, right?
Resident Evil 4.
I love Resident Evil.
The remake. Didn't the remake change some stuff with the controls? Because I remember I played some of it and it wasn't.
Yeah, but Final Fantasy 2 wasn't the greatest game ever made, according to a lot of people. You know. So that they had room for improvement. Final Fantasy VII is the greatest game ever made, according to a fucking plethora of people. And now they're remaking it, and they're expecting it to be in the same caliber or even better.
It's one of the top 50.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here, man.
They think it's the amazing story. It's like, no, that's like saying like a different author can write your book and it'll be just as good. No. It has to do with the storyteller. It has to do with how you set everything up. It's everything put together, and you're not going to be able to take it apart and bolt it back together with new bits and have it be the same thing. I mean, you couldn't change the musical score on it and have it be the same game. You might be able to update a little bit, do some live instrumental shit, but you would have to keep all the fucking same songs. Like, and we're not even talking about minute changes like that. We're talking about them changing the fucking core experience of the game.
it might be good. I mean, think Willy Wonka and like Chocolate Factory. That was better than Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, we're getting Charlie by the author.
Yeah,
we're getting off track now. But that was a good discussion, though. Moving on here, Johnny W. Uppercut. This is a very interesting question for him. The first one: why is it that people are not giving the same kind of backlash to CD Projekt Red for delaying Cyberpunk 2077 after giving a release date and taking pre-orders like they did to Naughty Dog with The Last of Us 2? So he's saying that they're not getting as much flack as Naughty Dog is for the same.
Was this Sketch asking this?
No, Johnny W. Uppercut.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know.
It sounded like a Glorious War question.
So yeah, Brian, why don't you start us off?
Why me first?
Why?
You haven't said anything.
No, because you're Mr. Cyberpunk, man.
We're doing this by time zone.
I'd have a guess. I'd say that Cyberpunk fan base has more focus in their head. You know, they're not as childish when it comes to delays.
Can I just ask?
Telling they're more mature.
Yes, Last of Us fan base have a rabid. Yes, for the most part, it's like, oh gosh, it's Last of Us, the best game ever. Like, no, it's not. Shut up.
Hey, can I ask a serious question? And I could be wrong about this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it valid to say that Cyberpunk has a fan base when it hasn't even come out yet?
Oh, it does. Yes. Have you seen Twitter? It's a fucking rabid fan.
It's the developers that have the fan base.
CD Projekt
Red. Yeah, it's CD Projekt Red that has a fan base. Cyberpunk is just, they're just hyped for it, but they haven't played it, so how can they be fans of something they haven't played?
Okay, I can swap the words around.
Well, that was like the Death Stranding.
I'm not criticizing.
Let Brian finish. Go ahead, Brian.
I can swap the words around. The CD Projekt Red fan base are more mature than The Last of Us fan base. They seem to not give a damn and say, okay, cool, you know, we are excited for your game, please take your time. Whereas with Last of Us fanbase, they probably have fanboys. So it's like, oh yeah, we need this game to come out because we've had nothing to rave about since Death Stranding was kind of meh. And since then, they've had no game since like God of War. So they need something to have ammo about. That's my guess. And The Last of Us is that game that they all just preach about because it's a game of the decades, according to PlayStation Lifestyle,
would you say it's overrated?
The PlayStation magazine rates it game of the decade, like, no shit. Would I say it's overrated? I already did, and I'll say it again. I said that after I played it. It's like, yeah, the game is overrated.
Order.
Glorious War is not happy right now, Brian. He goes, Brian is salty because The Last of Us won more Game of the Decade awards.
Tell me how good the gameplay is, and then we can talk. Because all you're going to do is talk about, like, oh, yeah, the sad dad was very sad. Like, oh, wow, really? Oh, gosh, that's so amazing. Let me just fall asleep real quick. So, yeah, I have no interest.
The game is rated.
Like, it's 9. Like, oh, that's 9 to you. You need to like have more numbers in there because that's not 9.
Oh man, he says Brian is such a PC Master Race fanboy.
See, he can't argue on the game itself. He has to go and do personal attacks, which means that I've already won.
He's upset that it's being delayed. Like, what? I don't see the.
No, he doesn't like. He doesn't like Brian's slander. Just... Yeah.
Oh.
I find it funny how like you can't counter my points. Instead, you have to just talk about something else. It's like, really? Like, to me, that shows that I've won because I'm still talking about the game. I don't know you, so you can do anything you want, but I don't care. Like, I'm talking about the game. So unless you can come up with points that I'm wrong about on the game front, then as far as I'm concerned, I've won.
He says shots fired. Yeah, he says he's not upset.
Okay, cool.
You're throw down, man. Throw down.
Like,
I love it.
The game that exists, I don't care. Like, fine. Like, it wins awards. Fine. It wins awards from people that are half idiots anyway, so I don't care. Like, come on. It's like the gaming. It's game journalism. They don't know how to jump over rocks, so I'm not surprised.
Oh, shit. Damn. They don't know how to double jump.
They don't know how to air dash.
I can't be mad at that. It's like, okay, cool. Anyway, yeah, I think that the fan base just seems to be more reserved and don't seem to be like upset about that. And plus, it's a game that was announced in 2013, so they've had plenty of time to wait. And I don't think that waiting like a bit more time is going to make it that like that big of a change, in my opinion.
Wait, Cyberpunk was announced in 2013?
Yeah, they had the announcement trailer.
Yeah, they had the CG, the lady with the robot arm and all that stuff.
This is getting Last Guardian level of, you know, since it's announcement to like it's actually going to come out.
But it didn't stop and get canceled like that, Guardian.
No, I mean they just all they did was they just announced that they had the game. The game was coming.
Yeah, there's no trailer. Just like, hey, here's footage of something that's a concept of what we like, and we're working on it, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So
that's crazy, though. I mean, I'm not saying that the game's gonna be bad because of it. I'm just saying it's been a while.
In fact, they made that announcement around the time when Witcher 3 was coming out.
Yep, I think they actually made it just before Witcher 3 came out.
Yeah.
Funny enough, I think. Oh, I got a question.
Uh-oh.
I'm throwing it in right now. this is a roundtable question. It's just a simple answer. What game are you most looking forward to this year? The Last of Us 2 or Cyberpunk 2077? I'll start with Manny since
none of them. I'm not buying either of those games. Uh-oh. I've already said my piece on The Last of Us. I'm like, Last of Us 1 was good enough. I don't need a 2. And Cyberpunk, I don't really care for it. Not that it's not really I don't care for it. I just don't want to get involved because I know it's going to be a 1,000-hour game. And you see how long it's taking me to fucking play Death Stranding. I don't really want to deal with it.
Funny enough, they actually came out and said it's going to be shorter than The Witcher 3 because they wanted it to be a bit more replayable. So it's actually shorter.
That's a selling point.
Well, they should tell Henry Cavill that because he apparently played The Witcher 3 like 3 times.
Henry Cavill's that guy. Like, did you know that when he got the part for Superman, he actually missed the call because he was playing World of Warcraft.
He's a gamer.
He's actually a hardcore gamer too.
Plays on PC.
Yeah, Adam, what about you?
RK1 on pinball. Yeah, I'm not spending any time with those other two shits. It's going to be something fun.
I just don't have time.
You don't have time? Not for that type of shit.
You're going to be playing Call of Duty, man.
Call of Duty, jump in, shoot some bitches in the face, talk shit about them online, and then jump out and do something else.
Call of Duty is like a 6-hour experience.
Yeah, you go in there, but then it's not even that. Once you get that done, you just run around in the multiplayer and you have fun.
So you're not going to... Okay, so Chris, what about you?
Resident Evil 3, was that an option?
Yeah. No. It was just between two games.
Oh, yeah, no, Resident Evil 3.
All right, fucking. I'm not.
He's not interested.
Fuck y'all, man.
That's the thing.
Yeah, Carlos would have been pissed at my answer because it wasn't either of these either.
That's what I'm saying. It's like no one's really hyped on this. The Last of Us, the first one was great, but did we really want more? That was a fucking.
I'm not asking you to be hyped
No one's hyped here at him on the internet.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Keep going, Carlos.
Actually, Carlos is already upset because no one's giving him a straight answer.
Well,
I just asked to choose which one would you be more hyped for between two games. No one's answered.
Wait, which one we would be more hyped for? I thought you said which one we were hyped for.
That's the whole point.
All right. Wait. I'm going to give Carlos a genuine answer. Out of the two, hypothetically, I would be more interested in Cyberpunk.
Same here. Yeah,
just because that. Last of Us, like Adam said, like we got that story. Like it was finished.
Brett?
Yeah.
And it's something new.
Brett.
Yes.
Last of Us or Cyberpunk? Which one would you be more interested in?
I mean...
We already know your answer, by the way.
We know your answer, but you need to
get torn on this question.
Oh, really?
I want to like Cyberpunk. I really, really do. I'm just thoroughly unimpressed by literally everything that I hear, so I have to go Last of Us by default. Last of Us is a great experience. It's a fun game. Well, fun maybe be the wrong word for it.
Yeah.
It's an awesome game. It is an experience, but it's not... You guys are going to take this the wrong way. It's not one of my favorite games, just because you play it, and then it's done. And that's great. It's a great experience, but my favorite games are the ones that I can, you know, put 200 hours in. As much as I love Last of Us... I would like to say that I would like Cyberpunk more because it's more my type of game. But I honestly, do not understand what seems so appealing. Other than the fucking concept. The concept sounds appealing, and it's coming from a company that has rightfully garnered a lot of love, but this is not their wheelhouse. They've never made a game like this before. They've made huge promises. The things that I've seen have been completely unimpressive. They've delayed the game almost a concerning amount of times. Not time, but times. If you set a new timeline, you should probably get a pretty good fucking idea of when it's going to be instead of changing the date like four times, which maybe you want to do because you don't say the game is coming out when it's little more than an idea. I feel like this thing has been so brought up in the limelight that it may end up a monolith to mediocrity. I'm not 100% sold on it. So, Last of Us.
Tony.
Last of Us because it's going to take a shorter time to beat than Cyberpunk.
Like, Last of Us because I know it'll give me a short, sweet, memorable experience, and then I'll move on to the next game that I'm playing.
Yeah, pretty either much that, or like
get,
Cyberpunk.
Either that, or you get horribly frustrated and say the game is garbage and throw it into the garbage can.
Yeah, yeah, for me, it's. I think I'm looking forward to both of them, but Cyberpunk is the one piquing most of my interest, just because it seems like a new experience.
In it a new does, world. But what are you excited about?
I'm excited about the mission structure, the open world. How it looks like pretty lively. Like, I mean, I'm basing all of this from that one demo. Like, was it 28 minutes?
The fight and the bathroom and all that stuff. Yeah.
The one where they drive the car and they're chasing someone, yeah. And that one. And I don't know, the world just was really intriguing to me. And yeah, I mean, Last of Us, I know I'll like it, but I think I think Cyberpunk has a higher ceiling when it comes to like the game, but it also has a lower floor.
So let me ask you, are you excited for the Cyberpunk game that's coming out, or are you excited for a AAA Cyberpunk game?
I'm excited for the Cyberpunk game coming out because I also respect the fact that CD Projekt Red is a really good studio.
They are, but
this you seem torn.
I am because I don't. This I feels ambiguous. Out of their wheelhouse. This does not. This is not like The Witcher. I don't know the skills are transferable.
How different is it? It's literally just The Witcher with first person mode. I mean, you can literally transplant Witcher into that same sort of idea. It's gonna probably the same sort of thing. You know, you go somewhere, somebody's gonna ask you to do something, you go do it, you come back, you get rewarded, there's some sort of story plot.
Aren't they promising more than that though? Like, isn't it supposed to be more interconnected and adaptive?
Who knows? They promise a lot of shit, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much room for disappointment with.
I just feel like it's like we already played the Last of Us, and to be honest, it's going to be Last of Us, more of the same sort of thing. You going into this bleak universe, you know, where you're asked to do fucked up things to fucked up people, and then what are the repercussions on your character or whoever, the world around you, or your little zeitgeist of friends.
But it's a genuinely good story.
It's a good story, but I feel like at the same time we don't need any more.
Brian.
That's at least my impression of it. We don't need any more. Where it ended is fine. But the thing is that I feel like now we're on borrowed time. Now it's like, oh, well, now we have to go down this road again. Like, do we? I would have preferred preferred Naughty Dog do just something new. But
you didn't think that there was room for more story to be told in Last of Us? I thought one of the things we all talked about was
I've always said from the beginning that where the game ended is fine. It doesn't need to be. There doesn't need to be any more.
Where the game ended was not fine.
What else is there to tell about Last of Us?
Leave it. That's some Lady and the Tiger bullshit right there. You don't just be like, and then they wandered off into the fucking sunset. Who knows what the hell happened next?
What else is there need to tell? What importance do you need to tell about this?
Resolve the goddamn conflict that drives the whole plot.
What is the conflict?
The conflict is the overall conflict is the infection and the fact that Ellie.
No, it isn't.
No, there's the personal conflict, and then there's the overarching conflict.
The conflict is officially the conflict is resolved because it just was never resolved, just like how real life is.
One of the conflict arcs is. The other one,
and I know you like to have a big old explanation for, you know, for what the outbreak was and all the nitty gritty stuff. They're not going to give you that shit.
No. I don't even need that. Just literally. So what you're telling me is it's okay to end the game and saying, and the only person who carries the cure in their blood and is the last toe for humanity walks off into the sunset and lets humanity tragically wither away. Like, that is not the fucking end of the story, and you goddamn know it. So it just means that the story isn't over.
Totally end it off that way and be fine. But I feel like we're so stuck, our world is so stuck with some sort of idea of like, well, we need to have a little bit more. We don't need more. That's all that needed to be said was there. The story of Last of Us is about those characters. It's not about the zombie apocalypse. The zombie apocalypse is what their exterior motivation, but it's not an internal thing. And I think
you put a moral obligation on this character.
That's why the story, it could end that way and you could just leave it that way. But, you know, what are we going to do? What are you going to be doing in Last of Us 2? It's going to be a revenge plot. Or it's going to be like that. Well, you know, I just don't need any more stories told in there.
Yeah, I think there's a moral imperative put on Ellie to do something about the fact that she carries the only cure. And if, they don't do anything about it, that makes her a terrible person.
I almost think that even that is not going to be really, really addressed in this either. I don't think it's going to.
Well, no, of course, it's going to be a trilogy.
It's going to be a.
They're going to make progress on it, but they're not going to answer it.
They're not going to even go into it. And the minute they start to do it, it's just going to lose any sort of weight.
I agree with your point. I mean, your sentiment, but I disagree with your point. Like, I think the thing that'll keep the whole story intact, or why we even need another story, is because the ending of the first one was something. It's like it was a decision that Joel made, where we want to see what the ramifications are to that decision. Like, they did that at the very end to see, okay, so now we're gonna have to see what the ramifications are.
Like, well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I said it's Lady and the Tiger bullshit, because they, you know, that stuff happens after this, important stuff, and the game just kind of says, the narrative just kind of says, like, I don't know, why don't you just kind of fill in the blanks? And my answer is because that's not my fucking job. That's the job of the goddamn writer. Do it.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's like, you know, I think you have more to talk about when you start to, you give a semi-open ending as opposed to a definite bullet point. But
open endings are lazy.
Feel with that how you feel.
I mean, that is a subjective thing. I will admit to that. Some people like open endings. I think they're personal lazy bullshit. I think
sometimes an open end, like, the thing is, like, how can you end the zombie? Like, how to.
Did you watch Sopranos? Did you like the ending of Sopranos?
What do you think the ending could be to this? To be honest, it's never going to be anything good, and it's never going to compare to the first one.
Of course it is. There's tons
because,
of good...
Because the one issue, and this happens with all zombie apocalypse sort of stuff, you can't really, really end it. It's always going to end up fucked up.
Of course you can end it. There's a classic story structure that you just plug it. Look... There's conflict.
How did Night of the Living Dead ending end? It didn't end.
Yeah, I know that.
How did Day of the Dead end? It didn't end. None of those things have an ending. They're all left open for you to think about what do you think is going to happen next, because it's continuous. You could never really give a definitive ending to it unless you do the bullshit dumb ending where some asshole shows up, hey, look guys, I got the cure, everybody's cured, you know. But they're never going to do that.
Why?
They're not going to do that. They're never. They're not going to go out and be like, Ellie is the cure and fix everything. It's not going to happen. She'd die before that happens.
Right. I disagree. I think
that's the bullshit ending right there. And everything was fixed with the magic cure.
If you'd let me explain, there's actually a fairly decent story structure that I said you can plug into this. And that's that you're trying to get back to normalcy, but with a different version of normalcy. Games generally start with some sort of normal, and then they're up, you know, or stories start with some sort of upheaval and normal, and then there's some sort of conflict upheaval, and then there's personal character conflict as well. The story conflict of this is Ellie carries the cure in her blood. These people wanted to take it out of her fucking brain, which was unacceptable, but she carries them a moral imperative by having this cure in her blood. And it's a dark secret. So you get to the point where she learns and grows as a character and eventually finds a place where maybe either through having a vaccine that they can only produce in small scale or just her having kids, there is some pocket of human population that lives to exist in this renewed but different world. That's not a bullshit closer story. In fact, it's very thematic with what the game has already visually going on with the, you know, everything being grown over and nature taking back society. The idea of it going back into kind of a primitive living in the skeleton of the old society wouldn't necessarily be a bullshit story thing. And you can't just write off the fact, you can't just be, what is this, Star Wars, where you can just casually mention once that this is the only fucking cure to a zombie apocalypse and then never mention it again? That's way more bullshit.
I don't think it's gonna be the crux of the story. I think you're the main.
I don't think it's gonna be the crux of the story. They're gonna touch on it so they can make it through the game.
I don't think they're gonna go out and trying to kidnap her. Like, hey, this girl's got the cure.
No, I don't think they're gonna kidnap her. I think Ellie will like have a secret where she'll have to tell. She'll eventually confide in somebody that'll be like, oh, I carry a vaccine, and I'm the only person that's immune. And they're like, that could be huge. Like, yeah, don't fucking tell anybody. And then maybe she gets fucking kidnapped, and you have to go on a murder spree to save that person before they fucking figure out Ellie's secret.
Yeah. All right, I'm moving on because I'm bored with this shit. Yeah, come on, let's move on, man. All right, is the delay of Cyberpunk 2077 Final Fantasy Remake and Marvel's Avengers and many other third-party games proof that being on so many platforms is one of the reasons why the cost of making games is so high and their quality is so low?
We don't know that.
We don't know.
Nah, they just want to port them all over to PS5.
Yeah.
And we don't know that.
And Series X.
Yeah,
I wouldn't necessarily call that like proof that games are too spread out, you know?
We don't know that.
No, I mean, to be honest, it's like it's like these games are so big and complicated now. To be honest, people remember more that a game was glitchy and fucked up and broken on the first day out than they do when a game is fully good.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and also, to be honest, you want to start out with the best foot and then continue that forward. You don't want to start out with a shitty foot like No Man's Sky.
Shitty foot.
You know, and then essentially try to change people's mind. No, it's better now. It's good. You know, you don't start with a Fallout 76 all broken and janky and horrible, and then all of a sudden try to fix it later. It's already broken. It's already done, and people are already angry about it. You're not going to change people's minds now. It's already going to be done. So what you want to do is you want to delay the game. You want to start with the best foot forward and then squeeze out, then after that, you do any sort of bigger changes.
I prefer delay over a shitty game that needs a bunch of patches.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want that either. Like when you want, again, you stick the game in, you at least expect it before the day one patch, the mandatory day one patch, at least the game will work. Right.
Yeah, Brett, go ahead, bro.
I think it would help if they didn't fucking call a press release when the game is nothing more than
a logo, yeah.
Not delay the game for goddamn times. I know why they. I'm saying the problem doesn't lie in the game development. The problem lies in the journalists. Honestly, we report on games and we get press releases for games that are hardly more than an idea in somebody's head. Because it's fucking news, which then puts unrealistic expectations. Like, the problem with Cyberpunk isn't, and their delay isn't, like, the fact that they've had delay several times. Like, honestly, that's what happens when you show development, or, you know, show so early into development. That's just going to kind of happen. And so we now have a point where we have a microscope over literally everything that's going on in the industry. I mean, the people on this podcast constantly watch every little thing that goes on in the industry. So I think us more than anybody feel like, dude, from the time we hear about a game to the time that it's actually released, like, I swear to God, we're getting to the point where if Star Citizen sets a precedent, like, they're going to be announcing games that my kids could play if I had kids, theoretically.
Oh, man. All right, anybody else?
I just think that they just want it on next-gen platforms, so they just want just wait a while.
Yeah.
I mean, who here honestly thought that games like Cyberpunk and Last of Us were actually going to be on, well, not going to be on PS5? I mean,
right.
They're going to be up.
I mean, it seems kind of weird. It's like, oh, look at that. Naughty Dog are making a Last of Us game at the end of the console generation. Where have I seen that before?
Yeah, you but know, that's like, also coming out for the current generation.
Yeah, so. But we all know that's coming for the next generation. So it's like we all knew that is going to happen. So maybe they just want a bit more time so that when they release this gen and the next gen ones, they're both in a quote-unquote good state.
I think if anything, it hurts them if you're thinking with that logic, because then it's too close and they just people will be like, ah, I'll just wait.
Well, so that's the whole reason why they don't. That's the whole reason why they don't say it. Mm-hmm. Because the minute that you start saying we're already thinking about the future, we're going to make a PlayStation 5 version, that's the minute that you start to lose sales. So they don't say that. That's the same reason why they're not saying that there's multiple editions of Final Fantasy VII coming in the future. Even though it's information that's out there, it's not a bullet point that sits out there for everyone to see. That's the whole smokescreen. The thing about it is never put something in somebody's face for them to notice it. You just gloss it over and then be like, oh hey, we just so happen to have a PlayStation 5 Xbox Series version. That's all it is.
Pretty much. All right, I don't think we need to go more deep.
What is it? Saying out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's because of next gen. That's what's going on here. All right. Moving on to Mr. Damien. Now, Damien, we've actually answered this question before. He's basically asking us, you know, what kind of game would we make if we were game developers? We've answered that before.
A bunch of times.
But I will read his answer though.
What would he make?
Yeah, he says he would make an episodic thriller like Heavy Rain, but with a protagonist who is the female equivalent of Solid Snake, who is trying to live a normal life, but her enemies found her. It would run on. Yeah, interesting.
StarCraft Ghost?
Yeah.
that's the story to StarCraft Ghost.
Yeah.
That's the story to Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Wait, who wrote this? Who submit this?
Damien.
Damien, write this script out, self-publish. Right, and then go and try to pitch it.
There you go.
It's make
also,
that money.
Yeah, it's also kind of the story of the Silencer from DC Comics a little bit.
It's okay. No one read that shit, so there you go. You do it. Make it, Damien. Do it.
He says it would run on Unreal Engine 3 and release on Xbox, PlayStation, and later on PC. He would market it on social media. Every game is marketed on social media, though. But all right, so there you go. Yeah, but we've answered this question many times.
I'm going to tell you the one thing about social media. Social media is a very interesting smokescreen when it comes to promoting games. Promoting stuff on social media doesn't exactly attribute to sales. You could have 1,000 likes on something or billions and billions of likes or retweets on something, and you will never see those numbers reflected inside of the actual product.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I think now is a good time to redo the contest again, because the winner of the last contest never responded to us.
He
didn't claim his prize, so we're gonna give you guys a free Death Stranding poster, right?
Yep, that's it. So let's go to the next question and then I'll
all right, get it ready, man. All right, next question then. Black Metal Gamer. So his question is, if more console exclusives go to PC and release day and date, will that harm console sales, or will casuals keep consoles relevant? That's his question. Consoles aren't like going to just go away overnight like that, bro. Like the people aren't going to just go, well, fuck it, I'm going to get a PC now. It's not going to happen. We talked about that last week, you know. That's not going to happen. You know, people are not going to invest the time and money for the most part for PC gaming. So they're going to stick with consoles. So I don't think having PC ports is going to automatically be the death of consoles like some guys believe it will. It's like, how? That's not going to happen, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
It never happened before.
Yeah, I don't see. Are people going to be, you know, obviously an enthusiast is going to go through all the trouble and do the whole thing. But if you think about it, to get a really good PC, like obviously if you're going to get something over a PS5/ or Xbox Series X, right, compared to a PC, how much are you going to pay to get that PC up to snuff? Like, how, you know, are you, you know, will you, are you going to, what are you going to do? Are you going to run the last, to run The Last of Us 2? Well, how much would you pay to get that to run at 60 frames? You know, you want to do the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
Some people don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, they just want to play the games.
Again, it's like, I think as an enthusiast in the enthusiast and slash gaming thing, yeah, it might be it's an interesting thing to talk about. But I think regular Joe Schmo on the street is not going to be like, yo, man, I got to get myself a new PC, go play the new Last of Us and the Halo game. They ain't going to do that. They're going to be like, yo, I'm going to buy me a new Xbox for this.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll tell you, I do know what's going to die within this generation. It's going to be physical. Physical media is going to be dead.
I don't think it's going to be dead. I think it's going to become niche, like vinyl. It's going to be like vinyl. It's still going to be
available. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It'll all just the be collector's editions. Yeah,
gone.
I agree. This it'll just be collector's editions, basically.
I think a lot. Yeah, like one thing I noticed that you see a lot of is limited edition of games. Quite a bit of games have had these versions that they sell on Amazon, and they call them the limited edition or the collector's edition, which I definitely think they do smaller runs. Because they probably think that they're gonna get better. They're probably getting better numbers online than they are getting in physical games.
Yeah.
Oh, and then give you a little incentive. Hey, look, we gave you a toy.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to address something. Get myself on camera here. Do the Third says that if you go to PC, you'll never go back to consoles. Not true, sir.
Not true.
Most of us here, you know, there's exceptions, obviously, but most of us here have played on PC, and we went right back to console, you know? So that is not true at all.
Yeah, because there's still console exclusives. Come on, do the Third.
Yeah. No, but it's just, you know, it's just
the ecosystem, too. Yeah. It's
the ecosystem, you know? Like, Brian, obviously, he made the jump. He didn't come back, but the rest of us kind of did, you know?
But Carlos, that just proves his point, because he said that if they were going to release them day and date, then it wouldn't be. So, Carlos, what you just said proves what the question is.
Yeah, well, for me, it was like, obviously it's not going to kill consoles, but it's definitely not going to help, you know? So it's like, it will harm it to the extent which probably none of us really know. But for me, since I'm not, you know, I was always hyped about consoles and buying the new shit and stuff. But this gen, I'm probably just going to get one console, probably just the PS5 and that's it. But if all of those PS5 games are on PC and all the Xbox games are on PC, I might not even get a console anymore.
But like I said, it's the ecosystem for me. And I'm sure even for you, if we're all going to play and we're going to have a party system and we got our own setup, that's where that comes into it. If not, oh, this game is on Epic and we got people on Steam and you can link your friends. All right, we're going to use Discord instead. Fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true too. But like, if you can play Monster Hunter with someone, if it's cross-platform play, then I'd just be a PC guy for the rest of the time.
Interesting. All right. Moving on here.
Oh, man,
Manny, are you ready, man?
You ready?
Yeah, let's do this, man. The wheel of actually, what the hell do we call this thing?
Wheel of misfortune. I don't know.
The spin down. I don't know.
The spin down.
That's what I came up with. Well, there was another name.
I don't know. So anyway, we're gonna spin. We're gonna select one of you guys at random, and we're gonna get your new poster. Hopefully, this person will actually get the poster, you know, like actually
retrieve it. Now remember, like once whoever has been chosen, you know, make sure you get in contact with us at Throwdown Show on Twitter.
Let me put that in here right now.
And then just send it out there and we'll get that out to you tomorrow. I mean, I can literally just, you know, head over to the post office. So it's all good.
All right, man. Hit us. It's called the Wheel of Names. All right, so the winner is...
Whoa!
Okay, should we exclude Richard from this?
Richard, well, we do know Richard was not a big fan of Death Stranding.
Yeah, no, I think we should exclude Richard from this one, man.
Yeah.
Should we just give it to Techno then? Because he was the guy who was going to win.
Let's give it to Techno.
Or should we spin it again?
Hold on, let me text Rich now.
What do you guys say? Should we spin it again?
I say you should spin it again because
all right. spin again. All right, sorry, Techno. Spin again.
All right, let's do it again.
All right.
Yeah, that's only fair.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And the winner is, oh, excuse me.
Whoa.
Oh, Glorious War.
Oh, damn. That's
going to be. Did he just win something?
Did he win something?
Yeah. You sent them a game. Didn't he win a game?
No, he's in Australia. We didn't send him.
Yeah, you shipped him. Didn't you have to ship him a digital? No. You got him a digital game.
But that was like, last year?
A month ago?
Maybe. No, it wasn't a month ago.
No Carlos, problem.
Didn't you have to get him something?
Not Glorious War. I don't think so.
It's no problem.
Sure Glorious War won, but like it was a while ago.
It was a digital game.
That was a while ago. Remember that? Yeah. Damn, okay. Everybody's yelling right now. They're saying spin again. Damn.
Spin again. Yeah.
Glorious War said last year in February.
Okay, so it's been a while since he won something. Oh, Spawn on Me got it for him, yeah. Hey, listen, he won. He won, people. That's what I'm calling.
Glorious War, you are getting a Death Stranding poster of Tony. You have his address, right?
No, I'll get it for him. I'll get it, though.
All right, Glorious War, you know where to send it.
Yeah, man.
All good.
Yeah, a month ago was last year. No, it was last year. Not the fucking, 2018 last year, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
I feel like it was recent because I remember you said that it was like shipping would be a pain.
Yo, you have something against Glorious War. Yeah, like I'm about to find out what's going on.
I'm just trying to keep it fair. That's all.
You don't like Australians?
You don't like Australians? He's out of Australia, man. He's dealing with fire.
It's a month window. If you want something this month, you don't win again. It's been a fucking year. He won fair and square, man.
Yeah. He won fair and square. It's all good. And yeah. then, you know,
everybody in the chat.
If you want to go based off of that. But
yeah, everybody in the chat saying it's fair. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's fine. Mm-hmm. So, Glorious War, you get a pretty cool Death Stranding poster and maybe something mysterious that I might put in there.
Oh, boy.
Order?
All right, especially since the shipping is going to be as expensive, and you're probably like 2 months away from now. Because theoretically, if we go by that same logic, he could also win something again in the time frame that the poster takes to get there.
No, he won't be able to win anything until he gets his poster. That's going to be his rule.
It's only fitting that a timed PlayStation exclusive would get to Glorious War.
You know,
it'll be there by the time it comes out on PC.
Glorious War says our lizards are big, and that's why Adam hates Australia.
Order.
No. I hate all the other followers.
Do the third. That is the rule. You can't win in a 30-day period, man. That is the rule. A month, you know. So like Glorious War cannot.
You can't win twice.
You can't win twice. Yeah.
Yeah. So like Subgata and Sketch and a few other guys who won recently, they can't win until later on. So we have them, and also I exclude them because of obviously because they won the poster. They don't want two.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Moving on here. If Virtua Fighter returned, what Yakuza or Sega characters would you like to see added to the roster? You know, you got to see Kiryu in that bitch. You know,
oh yeah,
he'd be perfect. Yeah, and Goro Majima, you know, he'd be another one. That'd be cool.
Who's the guy with the knife? That's Goro.
Yeah, that's Goro. Yeah, with the eye patch.
Yo, man,
Kiryu.
Yeah, that's
Mister Mister Shaco, man.
The
chicken from the bowling alley, John Chicken.
Yeah. What about what's his face? the pervert guy with the underwear and shit.
He's a boss.
Characters, man.
Oh,
we don't even need other Sega characters. We just get like the whole roster of Yakuza in that bitch, you know? All right, that's a good one. All right, moving on here. Uh-oh, Glorious War in the house.
Glorious War.
And these are the last two questions of the night unless somebody wants to get us some more questions. But anyway, his first question is, who will have the higher Metascore critic score? Last of Us 2 or Cyberpunk?
The Last of Us 2. That one's pretty easy.
I'm going to go with that one too, just because it's easier to digest, I guess.
It's a safer bet.
Safer bet, yeah.
Yeah, I will go with The Last of Us 2.
Not because it's a better game, just because it's kind of the safer bet. With knowing game journalists, that's probably the safer bet. Let's just be real.
Yeah. They're not creating a new genre. It's just a sequel to a game they released, what, 7-8 years ago?
Something like that.
So yeah, it's just easier for them to release a better quality product. in terms of something that people are expecting to be like quality product.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way I see Cyberpunk beating the Metacritic score is if Cyberpunk is one of the best games of the generation. Well,
yeah, right, exactly. By the way, Adam, I see the X-Men Street Fighter back there, brother.
Oh, yes, yes, man.
Awesome. All right, moving on. The last question. What's up?
I want to know what Brian thinks about this.
Brian, what do you think, man?
Last of Us, because game journals are weak.
Yo, man.
Let's give 10 out of 10 for nothing. So, Last of Us. We can't pretend that it's not going to get like 10s from like random places just because it is The Last of Us. Like, is getting those 10s purely because of the franchise, not because of the game? Watch. Like, the only people that would give like 7 out of 10 would be like Jim Sterling just to like try and make a point, but everyone else would be like, oh, 10 out of 10 because you get to play as a lesbian and sad. Like,
oh, yeah. Whatever. I was just about to say that it ticks some boxes for these guys now. Not even about the gameplay.
So Last of Us. Cyberpunk, probably not, because Cyberpunk.
Alright, does anybody think Cyberpunk is going to get it?
I do.
Oh, dude!
Only because it's hitting more platforms, and there's going to be more outlets that cover just those platforms that'll jump in, as opposed to The Last of Us. It's PlayStation, it's an exclusive, so... You know, you're going to get the PC crowd and PC Mags and stuff. I know somebody who works at PC Mag and he talks a lot of shit. I think he'll probably say some shit about that and say it's a butted game too. And, you know, Xbox and other platforms, and who knows? Maybe it'll be on Switch too. Anything's possible.
What about Switch 1?
Switch 1? No. Switch 2.
But then again, now that I'm looking at it, The Witcher 3 or Wild Hunt. Is The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is the expansion or...
That's the whole game.
That's the base game. That one has a 92 on Metacritic for PlayStation 4, so it's not too shabby itself.
Yeah, no, Cyberpunk is going to get in the 90s. I don't think we're going to disagree on that one. Cyberpunk is going to be up just because of CD Projekt Red, you know?
Let me look at The Last of Us. That shit must have like a 90, 96 or 95.
I was like 97 or something.
I mean, man, The Last of Us, the first hour was fucking amazing. The storytelling, that cutscene, remember with the kid?
That shit was crazy.
I've only seen the remastered one, and it's got 95. But that doesn't count. At least for me, it doesn't. Last of Us, search all Last of Us. Came out, what, 2013?
Yeah, 2013, that's right, yeah.
Yep, 95.
Interesting. And Cyberpunk got what? 97?
91.
Oh, 91, okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting.
So they're close, but Last of Us, it doesn't have as many hurdles as Cyberpunk does to get the high score.
Do you think with the success of the Witcher series on Netflix that we could be surprised with the Cyberpunk series on Netflix?
Who knows? It's possible.
I could see that easy, maybe even tying in shortly after, a few months. By the way, guess what? What? Bam! We got a show coming.
Well, I mean, they're getting a lot of stuff now, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, by the way, shout out to Technofabulous for all the bits. You know what we got to do, man? Call of Duty! Gotta hit you with that. And Glorious Ward, he's been throwing bits at us all night, man, so thank you for that as well, brother.
Appreciate that.
Yo, man, we're the bit bag now.
Oh, man.
Oh, by the way, when is episode 400?
Who the fuck knows? Torrance is always delaying that shit.
Torrance
is not like us, man. He's not on a schedule, you know? He puts them up when he feels
he's
like
on it. He's on the Davis schedule.
You know?
It's its own calendar.
Yeah, shout out to Big Daddy X with another question. So you're gonna keep the show going for a little bit longer. Anyway.
Oh, by the way, the third asked another question too. Yeah. I don't know.
What?
So I'll add that.
Yeah, go ahead, add it. Awesome. All right. Next question from Glorious War. Do you guys think the consolidation of video game industry in the next 5 to 10 years is inevitable? I think PlayStation and Xbox will buy a publisher like ZeniMax or Capcom. My prediction is PC storefront. In with games exclusive to that store, just like the console and games everywhere with PS Now. I don't know. I don't know about that. Like basically everything's just going to consolidate into one. Is that what you're trying to ask here?
I mean, if you start going off of what we see when it comes to the TV networks, yeah, they're getting gobbled up left and right all over the place. But I don't see that happening in consoles. I don't see Microsoft buying another major publisher, maybe like what, EA or something like that, or just buying Sony or Sony buying...
There has been a rumor that's been running since early 2019 that Apple was looking to buy Sony.
Well, they're also looking to buy Netflix. They were
looking to buy Sony because one of the reasons is because Sony, at least their movie side, they own all these kind of sort of, you know, well-known franchises, and they want to have their own essential movie studio. So essentially, because they're not fully able to do that sort of thing on their own side to kind of create original content, they would essentially buy another company.
It'll never happen. But I don't know. Company to the West.
It's a big if. Would the Japanese executives and sell to a Western company?
That's what I'm saying. It's frowned upon. They can't do that. That was the whole reason why Capcom couldn't sell to Microsoft. Apparently was offering double the asking price. And they said, no, we can't do it. We can't sell. So we'll give you some exclusives. And that's how they got, you know.
Being owned by a Western company would dishonor Capcom.
That's the one side of things. Like, we could say that with a straight face and like, yeah, that's just how it is. But that kind of sucks because it doesn't work the other way around.
No, it doesn't.
You know, it's like, oh, you want a U.S. company? No problem.
That's what happened before. A bunch of Japanese companies were buying up land and buying up all kinds of different things in the United States. And they were just like, sure, cool, whatever, money.
It's like, oh, can we buy some over there? No.
No.
So, yeah, he's really talking about, like, are we going to see a consolidation, kind of like how Disney's buying up everything? Do you think we're going to see something like that in the game industry?
No, I don't think so.
No.
There's no real single company that even has that sort of ability. Almost
there's only one company that I could think of that has that type of budget that can go crazy if they felt like it, and that's Google.
If they wanted to do that, but
I don't know how long Stadia is gonna last, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Also, Microsoft has that kind of capital to
they do push, but I don't think they would make that investment for the one reason, because of that, because that division is not doing incredibly well. The games division.
Yeah.
It's doing well for them, but not like, I don't think they would be spending all that money on that. I mean, they already bought a bunch of companies already. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
A bunch of indie studios, though. They didn't buy like any AAA companies, just saying.
I mean, if there's one big company that I think goes up on the market, it would be EA because of all the fucking flops that they've had.
Even today, even despite all the flops that they have, they kind of still are doing pretty damn good.
Yeah, they are. They still are. They're still making. I mean,
like, you look at like the new Call of Duty game.
That's Activision. To be fair,
it's Activision.
Activision. Excuse me. Sorry. That's
Battlefield bombed.
Star Wars bombed. You know, but
Anthem bombed.
Man.
You know what I mean? They make their money from FIFA, but they spend also a lot of money from FIFA and other projects. So if they have issues with FIFA.
Star Wars Jedi Order?
Battlefront 2.
Battlefront. They put a lot of money into that.
Did it flop, though? Because I thought that...
Not the first one.
The second one did.
The second one. Oh, okay. That's where the loot box shenanigans.
Yeah, the shenanigans. Crazy. People just started boycotting
if you think about it, that game is the game of the decade. Want to know why? Because it literally changed all of gaming.
Yeah. He says, I actually see Sony buying a publisher first because the parent company has the most confidence in its gaming division. I mean, it's possible. I mean, they bought Insomniac earlier last year.
But these are small studios. I'm thinking of larger publishers.
No, they're not gonna. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't see they're going. Definitely not Ubisoft because of all.
No, hell no. Ubisoft will buy other studios.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Well, they were having issues not long ago. They weren't doing so good. And one of those sniping companies,
or something like that.
Yeah, they were trying to fucking take them over and essentially burn them to the ground.
Pretty much.
Kind of, pretty much. What happened to Toys R Us? So like a holding company wanted to Yeah, the holding company wanted to buy the company and essentially sit on it, make a bunch of money, and then until it didn't make any more money anymore, and then throw it off.
It's so shady how all that works, though, and it amazes me that's even allowed to say, yeah, I buy stocks. And it's like, well, you don't have enough to take over the company. He's like, all right, well, then I'll just talk to all the other people that have stocks and buy it from them and then add their stocks. And now I will have 51 or 52%. Mm-hmm. That's fucking scary.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else want to jump in on that game industry consolidation?
Consolidation.
All right. I'm going to take that as a no. So we'll move. Oh, go ahead, Brett.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's the inevitable problem that of you either get more games or better games. Choose one.
Good point.
Choose your destiny.
I
mean, you know, that sounds like a shitty thing to say, and it doesn't need to be that simplistic, but kind of, I don't know, working in service industry and things like that, like there's the old, like, you know, fast, quick, or cheap. Choose two. Yeah. Or fast, good, or cheap. Choose two. And it's, you know, there is a kind of natural limit to these sorts of things. So as they get more expensive, you can, you know, have more games, or you can have bigger games. I'm personally for more games. I don't think everything needs to be any shinier. We should just get different, newer games with newer stuff. But people like shiny, so I've lost that fight.
Brett, a question for you, man. Glorious War asks, rumor is that ZeniMax / Bethesda is looking to sell itself. Would Brett like that?
If it's depends true? On what it is and how much of the team they want to keep together and how much of the secret to Elder Scrolls comes from the top management. I mean, I have personal beef with Elder Scrolls because I feel like it's been getting dumbed down each iteration for like four iterations, which in Elder Scrolls times is like 20 years. So I honestly don't know. I guess it depends on who it would be sold to and if they understand what actually makes Bethesda games special and continues with that. Somebody came along and said, hey, I can streamline this process. Awesome. Good to go.
Microsoft.
But dude, as I've said before, I've never seen somebody make a Bethesda game better than Bethesda. Open world, interactive environment, procedurally generated encounters.
I think people would counter that and say Obsidian.
You know, you'd think that, but Outer Worlds was not an it just did not feel like an Elder Scrolls game. Even though it was very similar, it lacked the magic. It's a great game in its own right, but it couldn't be a replacement.
Yo, you guys are making it rain tonight, man. Thank you, Big Daddy Hex and Glorious Warrior.
Thank you. Yeah,
appreciate it, guys.
Make it rain. All right, man. And next up, Mr. Big Daddy X. So his question is, what kind of co-op game will you like to see next generation? Interesting question.
Looter Slasher.
Looter Slasher?
Yeah, I forget the name. It's the only PS...
The only what? PS what now?
PS5 game.
Oh, Godfall, right?
Maybe. Godfall. Yeah. I'm excited for Godfall. I'm excited for I'd like to see something akin to The Division with hack and slash mechanics, but this seems pretty... I don't know. It's dangerously close to Anthem, though.
Yeah.
I'd like to see different weapon styles, different melee attacks, possibly even PvP. Like, combine Dark Souls with Division. That would make me happy.
Go ahead, Adam.
And if the rumors are true about the new Assassin's Creed, because that's heavy story-based, and you can jump in and jump out co-op throughout the whole game, that'll be great, because then you can do all that stealthy attack and strategize, like, all right, you take the front, I'll take the back, I'll cause a distraction. That'll be awesome. So I'm looking forward to that. If it's true, that's what I'm looking forward to. Because they tried to do it in Unity, and it didn't work out well, but they were on that path, and now it looks like they're going back to it. I'm fixing it up a little bit, so hopefully it works out.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like what new things you could do with co-op, but I'm like failing to come up with something, you know?
to be honest, like for me, like I do like the idea of a jump in, jump out sort of co-op game, and I wish more games did that sort of stuff.
Yeah, like Gears of War, you know.
Yeah, like Gears of War does it.
Breakpoint, Bropoint does it.
Resident Evil 5, and yeah. 5 did it.
Oh, bring back Army of Two.
Yeah, right. Oh man, what happened to that game too?
Right, yeah, another EA Army of Two. They abandoned that shit.
I remember that.
One of the games isn't backward compatible on Xbox, but besides that, yeah, you can't really do much.
Interesting. Brian, what kind of co-op we want to see next gen?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I think it's really difficult to say what type you'll get, because they are definitely wanting to go more the looter shooter way, where it's just like, we'll get you in a place, you shoot some guys, get some drops of some stuff, and then that's the game loop for 25 hours. So avoid that at all costs, because I think that's not going to be fun. Maybe try something like Crackdown. Again, I just want an Army of Two, like next gen, because I think that would be really great.
That's another one.
Oh,
it's a simple idea. It's you, another person going through. You can be tactical. If you wanted to, you could even go down like a Splinter Cell type thing, where it's like it's two of you, like a squad of you, taking down like a whole city of people or something like that. You know, that would be cool, but you're not going to get that. You're just going to get looter shooters. So, yeah. Sad days.
Right. Carlos, did you go?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think we got everybody, right? Co-op will be interesting to see what new innovations they could do to it, you know? All right. And the last question of the night from Do the Third. Did you guys see the Sideshow's Collectibles commercial for Street Fighter? It has the old arcade unit with the big punch buttons. Did anybody see this commercial?
Collectibles commercial?
Yeah, I don't think any of us saw that, bro.
I mean, it's cool. Sounds but awesome, I haven't seen it.
What is it? I mean, is it a figure or
He just says it's a Sideshow Collectibles commercial for Street Fighter, and it has the old arcade unit with the big punch buttons. Remember, the original Street Fighter arcade cabinet had that. But no, I haven't. To answer the question, no. I have not seen it.
I'm watching it now.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's my answer. I have not seen it. I didn't know
it existed. I haven't seen it.
Is this for something
new? This is the original Street Fighter.
Yeah, but like, hold on. I can't play because I'm doing a fucking show.
Sideshow Collectibles. I mean, is it Pop?
We answered the question. No, we didn't.
It's the original Street Fighter, but it doesn't look like the original Street Fighter.
Yeah. He goes, it's in the background. It's for the new figures, he says.
Oh, that's why. I was going to say, because everyone's posing, but I don't see anyone playing. And I saw the cabinet, but.
Yeah, I think he's asking this question if we saw the cabinet or not, because that's old school right there.
The commercial for
that's
it.
Awesome. Yeah, it's for figures. It's for figures, Manny.
Oh, it's for the statues by what's those guys?
Sideshow Collectibles.
The show Sideshow.
Well, no, but Sideshow also sells products by other companies as well as making their own, and I think a lot of the ones are by this PCS company.
What's upsetting is that RK1UP showed up that they have another Street Fighter where they're revamping this one, and it still doesn't have stereo sound.
Well, they never had. They never
did. It did, and that was the issue. That it does. It's just mono. Doesn't sound right. You don't. There's lots of tracks and stuff that you hear that don't sound right. You're missing sounds from it because it didn't have all the supported channels. You would think that they would have went down that road. I'm really surprised that they didn't. I mean, they added the backlit buttons like mine and the marquee and stuff. So they're going down that road, but I don't know. They could have added a few more games too. I'm surprised they didn't do that. Because think about it, if they had one ultimate one where it had all the Street Fighters, Alpha and all the other ones, that'd be kind of cool.
Well, I mean, I would think they would probably keep the Alphas together on one.
Alpha.
With some online play, now they have the NBA Jam doing the online for free. So if they did that with Street Fighter with that one, shit.
With the Street Fighter Anniversary Collection, some of the games have online, not all of them. They're like Street Fighter Alpha 3 is the only one of the Alphas that has it. If I remember correctly, it's Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo has online, Street Fighter Alpha 3, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, and there was another one that had. It was four games.
Third Strike was a good one. That was when you did the sidestep. A lot of people bitched about that sidestep.
I didn't like the Third Strike.
Yeah, like, it didn't make you happy?
The fucking, no, I didn't. It didn't make me happy. The fucking, the countering shit, I'm like, that's not Street Fighter.
Yeah, yeah, that was the countering. Was
yeah,
that
I don't like that shit. All right, I think we're done here, people. So congratulations to Glorious War for winning the purser. We're going to have more giveaways for the rest of the year, probably, you know?
Yep,
we're going to be on top of that life, man.
Just to remind you that we have two types of giveaways. We have the randomizer giveaway, which would probably be posters, T-shirts, and all kinds of other things. And then when we start giving away games and bigger sort of things, that's when we'll have you work a little bit, where we'll, you know, make sure you got to make sure you're subscribed.
Yeah,
you
all that
make
shit. Sure,
all that stuff. And then you're going to make you, and we're going to have you answer a question. And if multiple people answer the same answer, that's when we go to the wheel.
Yes, yes. What we're going to do for the big heavy prices, let's say we're going to do it. Let me bring up the calendar here. It's going to be in February, right? So let's say, starting on February 13th, I'm gonna give away a Logitech keyboard to you guys.
Whoa!
That'll be good. That's because just letting you guys know, the 30th and the 6th, I will not be here. I'm gonna be traveling. You know, gaming shit, money, you know, work. So let's start it on the 13th. That'll be good. You know, because again, I got keyboards, I got fucking controllers, all this shit to give away. I gotta clear up space, people. You know, if you guys can see this shit, man, it's crazy.
Yo, mate, you live in a warehouse now.
I really do, man. I really do, you know. But yeah, we're done here, people. So thank you for watching and listening. Leave us the questions in the Throwdown Discord server, and we'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
If you guys want a free copy of Gemini Man, head over to thecoalition.com. We got a fucking box of those Blu-rays. So if you want one, just sign up.
Oh, a box of Blu-rays?
Gemini Man.
Not Gemini Man.
Didn't Jet just come out?
It just came out. It's on Blu-ray. Right.
That's all I'm saying. I swear it was on theaters last month.
They sent over a box of these things to give away. God damn. So you have a little form there. Go ahead, sign up. There's a good chance you're going to win one.
You know, Brett Murdoch.
It's been real, guys. I am actually going on vacation.
Where you going, yo?
Oh, you cut off on the punchline again.
Yeah, you going on vacation?
Yeah, I'm going on vacation.
Oh, nice. You going to Hawaii again?
I am.
Ah, very nice.
Oh, very nice.
Aloha, brother.
Yeah, Hawaii is awesome.
Ohana. Yeah.
And I'm going to wish you a happy birthday now, brother.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, not an Adam happy birthday, like a real birthday. Brett's birthday's in like 6 days.
Adam, but that's the whole point of saying it. Because there's so many people that forget birthdays. And then when you finally hit it, then they're like, wow, this fucking guy remembered. And he's not even a person they should remember. Thank you.
Man, well, you also do have a cell phone. You could just put, birthdays on.
Yeah, we don't live in those days, man. Anyway, and of course, Brian Manjoma.
It's been real, people. And just remember, Final Fantasy VII is overrated.
No, man. And The Last Thanks. Of Us, right, Brian?
Not as overrated, yeah.
Oh, man. All right, people. We'll see you on Thursday later.
Hey, guys.
Deuces.
Deuces.